Objective: the present study aimed to determine the effectiveness of self-compassion on regulating excessive hostility and emotional dysregulation in mothers with depressive symptoms. Materials and methods: this research employed a quasi-experimental method with a pretest-postest design involving an experimental group and a control group. The statistical population included mothers of adolescents enrolled in middle and high school during the 2023-2024 academic year who exhibited depressive symptoms. A convenient sampling method was used to select 30 participants from the population, who were randomly assigned to two groups of 15. The research utilized the Spielberger Anger Questionnaire and the Toronto Alexithymia Scale. The experimental group underwent training based on the self-compassion training protocol. Data were analyzed using univariate and multivariate covariance analysis methods. Findings: the findings indicated that 44% of the individual differences in the anger dimension, 46% in the aggression and insult dimension, and 62% in the stubbornness and resentment dimension in the postest phase were attributed to differences between groups or treatment effects. Similarly, 40% of individual differences in difficulty identifying emotions, 56% in difficulty describing emotions, and 63% in externally oriented thinking in the postest phase were related to group differences or treatment effects. Conclusion: it can be concluded that self-compassion-based programs can significantly reduce excessive hostility and emotional dysregulation in mothers with depressive symptoms. These findings suggest that enhancing self-compassion can serve as an effective strategy for improving the psychological well-being of mothers suffering from depression and emotional difficulties.